Welcome to today's program. Today's program teaches a new way of living and justice. When I saw war reports on the news, I used to get angry to the point that I was filled with hate and aggression. I was conscious that in this case I was showing my own poison, and that my emotions are putting more disharmony into the world, but I didn't know how to react in a healthy way. Some years ago, I was not far from Dresden for a meditation and mental training course held by Pierre Troll. During lunchtime one day, I visited Dresden and I saw an exhibition on the bombardment of Dresden. I live in Switzerland and really ignored the extent of these bombardments. I was shocked. When I returned to the course, I sat at the end of the room and I lost myself in doubt. My mind was not at the course any longer. It was in the pictures of the destruction of Dresden. I kept on thinking about and also thought that the same countries that had committed this crime of war were currently bombarding Iraq with the excuse that there could have been mass destruction arms. My usual anger would rise, and at the same time, the perception of the uselessness of my own poison would rise too. Once again, I became conscious of the atmosphere in the living room and I heard Pierre's last part of a sentence. Give your compassion and your participation not only to the victims, but to the guilty people too. I immediately applied this teaching. I thought of the military commanders and political leaders responsible for having ordered this war crime and all its consequences. I gave them my compassion because they had fallen really low in their humanity and had allowed themselves to become guilty of such a crime. With some surprise, I noticed how my anger turned into love in the space of a fraction of a second. It was not even a transformation process. It was an immediate and effortless transformation. I told Pierre Kroll about this, and she immediately pointed out that this experience of mine had taken place while I was sitting in a warm room with my slippers on, a good 60 years after the event in question, and that it hadn't touched me directly. Still, Pierre confirmed the principle of her teaching. Some days ago, I had the opportunity of an interview with Pierre Troll and talked to her about this experience once again. Dear Pierre, I have one more question. You've said that when we see injustice, we should give our compassion not only to the victims, but to the guilty people too. Pierre answers, of course, I think that is very important because each guilty person has been a victim in the first place and will become a victim once again. This is the echo. If we see some cruel situations, for example, someone hitting a child, I cannot imagine that this person is feeling well. No person does anything similar when happiness and well-being pervade her body. It is not in our nature to be violent or without love. Our nature is love. And if a person acts against love and truth by becoming unjust, this person can't be feeling well. And this is a reason for compassion. I turned to Pierre. When I saw injustice being done, I experienced anger, and with anger came my own poison. And after having heard your teaching, I realized that from the moment we focus on compassion, our emotions change in a second, immediately. Pierre answers, and do you know why? It is the same energy. Osho, my master, always says, when rage transforms itself to become compassion, it is the same energy. And this is exactly what you're talking about. And my comment. This is extremely precious. Pierre says, I need to add one more thing. When I say there needs to be compassion with the guilty people too, this means that at the same time, naturally, you need to change whatever needs to be changed, and you need to report whatever appears to be unjust. That much is clear. Thank you very much, Pierre. You're welcome. Now we will do an exercise. Close your eyes and observe your breathing. Observe how the air comes in and how it goes out. How it comes in and how it goes out. Now concentrate on an injustice that you have experienced personally. Think of the person responsible for this injustice. Think now about how this person too has already been a victim in the past and will be one again in the future. This person has certainly not committed this injustice starting from her love and her joy, but has acted from her weakness, her ignorance, and her inner wounds. The fundamental nature of each human being is pure consciousness, absolute and divine consciousness. It is not the person's identification with the changing contents of her mind. This is why, in a way, we all have the same problems. On the basis of these considerations, you can give your compassion to the person who has been unjust to you and who has wounded you. Responsibility, obviously, remains with this person, but you can still give her your compassion. Remain in silence and observe and recognize what has already transformed itself or what has already been solved through this exercise. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. Now we will chant a mantra from the Tibetan tradition together. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. After the chant, we will meditate together. During meditation, keep your attention open and vast, without effort. Remain in silent alertness in the presence of God. Oh.
Sangge chodang sakhi chang nam la chang chu bardu dagni kyap suchi dagi jin so gi pe sanam ki drala panche sangge drupar sho sangge chodang sakhi chang nam la chang chu bardu dagni kyap suchi dagi jin so gi pe sanam ki Rala panchir sange drupar sho sange chodang so ki chang nam la chang chu bardu dagni kyap su chi dagi jin so agi pe sonam ki Rala panchir sange drupar sho dag dang zen don ruble du dagi jang chup sen ke do dag dang zen don ruble du dagi jang chup sen ke do dag dang zen don ruble du dagi jang chup sen ke do.